Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
No, this is Connor.
Hey, Connor.
What's going on?
Oh, just enjoying this wonderful late spring weather that we're having.
I get the irony. He's enjoying it. Yes, okay.
A little bit of sarcasm there, Connor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's killing all the flower beds, so, you know.
You know, that's true. That is true. So what do we owe the pleasure of getting to talk to you today?
Well, had a really good encounter meeting dinner with a nice young lady that I met online, of course, because I'm modern like that. And I thought we had a great time, and now she's not getting back to me.
Modern man Connor wants to go out again with this lady. So, I mean, give us a little back history. Did you go out or what?
Well, yeah. Well, like I said, we met online and everything, and getting to know each other. She's got a great sense of humor. We were like totally into the same types of things and we're just cracking up going back and forth on it. A few days later, I asked her out to go, and you know, she loves going out and eating. We're talking about different kinds of restaurants and all that good stuff. And you know, she likes these types of places where, like, they cook in front of you and everything. So, you know, I mentioned a couple of options, you know, like a hibachi restaurant, something like that. And she's like, yeah, that's great. That's great. So we went out, had a great time, laughed the whole time. We were, you know, everything was just funny. And said goodnight, and I haven't heard from her since.
Kind of sounds fancy, Woody.
Yeah, kind of. What was her name, Connor?
Her name is Claire.
Claire.
Should we give Claire a call, Nancy?
Let's see what is up Claire's
Easy now.
Okay.
Give us about 10 minutes, okay, Connor?
All right. Thank you, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Connor, you said you went on a first date with Claire and have not been able to get a hold of her yet, but we don't know a whole lot about Connor other than he's our new friend. What do you do for a living?
I have one of the most important and vital jobs in the world, and I am a delivery driver for Brown.
What?
Big Brown out there. Everyone's always waiting to see me.
You know what? It's like Christmas.
Yep.
It is.
You're basically
exactly.
Santa Claus, Connor.
So why Claire won't go out with you again, we got to find out. So we're going to talk to her now. Okay, Connor, so you got to be quiet until the appropriate time.
Okay.
Hello.
Is this Claire?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Claire. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Hey, girl.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay. I haven't heard from you guys ever.
I thought she was about to say, wow. I'm like, well.
We're such bad friends.
I know.
We're sorry.
We don't call and check up ever.
That's so funny. I love you guys.
Well, thank you. We hope you love us after we tell you why we call.
Okay. What's the reason?
Break it to her, Woody.
Well, you seem to be familiar with us, so you're probably familiar with Second Date Update.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I am.
Yes.
How about Connor?
I am.
Do you know Connor?
Oh, my gosh.
Look at her laughing.
It's a good sign, right?
He said she had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I have a good sense of humor up until a certain point. I mean, it was like I was so excited to go to this hibachi restaurant. He said, I love that stuff, you know? I love hibachi.
Where they prepare the food in front of you, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's like, it's a great first date, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun and exciting. And,
yeah, they toss the shrimp up in their hats and they're, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and I could see, like, Connor, I could definitely see Connor, like, catching a shrimp in his mouth.
Yes!
Like, he's that kind of guy, you know? He was very funny, and we had a great laugh, like, over the line, you know? We just loved, like, laughing together and making jokes. And then, so I thought we were going to this place, and because we both loved it. And I got all dressed up, and he took me to Subway. I was like, what the f***?
Subway, eat fresh? Subway?
Yes.
Which I love. Wait a minute.
I mean, if you think about it here.
Okay.
You guys love?
I was like, are you kidding me?
What?
Are you?
I don't get it.
I think it's kind of funny. He's a funny guy, right? Think about it. I want both of you to think about it here.
Claire.
I was like all dressed up. I had my black silk new dress on. And we were sitting there at Subway, and I was watching them, prepare the food in front of us.
There you go!
Like, you gotta be
joking. Oh, give me a break!
And you love places that prepare food in front of you, and Connor, you just cut in, so go ahead and explain it.
Claire, it's Connor. I never said we were going to a hibachi place. I said something like that. And
that's fair!
They prepare the food right in front of you.
Yeah, they do.
When the guy started throwing the peppers in my mouth, it was hysterical. You were messing up. I thought you would love it.
Shrimp and steak, not cold cuts.
never was specific, and it was definitely hilarious.
He didn't lie, I guess.
It is funny, Connor.
It's crazy. Like, it's just crazy. It blows my mind still. I was still wondering, like, what happened. Like, I was like, what the? I don't know if I should answer his calls or what I should do. I just didn't know. I was just like, what the heck, you know?
I mean, Claire, it is funny.
It was great. I came in all casual dress.
Like I was dressed
She's wearing beautiful,
I was dressed
a beautiful
up.
Dress. It was great.
A beautiful dress to get a tuna sub.
Hey.
Was it good?
It was great.
Weird.
It was weird.
But they do have good food at Subway.
Oh, delicious.
Well, it sounds like it's a little bit of a, just not a follow-up communication, right?
Well, you guys are laughing together now. It seems like there's something here.
There's huge chemistry.
I really did like him. I mean, I did. It's like I don't want to go to Subway.
Let's fix it this way.
This goes forward. You know, we have something special, and look at the first date story that we have.
Right?
Exactly.
Right?
Okay, I will answer a call from you.
Well, here's where we can help out. You know, we'll send you on a second date on our dime.
Yeah, you could even go to a hibachi place.
A real hibachi place.
Where they prepare the food in front of you.
As long as he catches the shrimp in front of him, or in him.
You're going to do the shrimp in the mouth?
Oh, definitely. And I think that we should dress appropriately and wear our pajamas.
Oh, my God.
He is funny. I like Connor.
He is very funny. So, but the deal is we're going to spring for everything, and we'll send you guys back out, but you have to say yes.
Yeah, I do. I really like him. I do. I do like you, Connor. I do.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, Connor, you haven't changed your mind, right? You still want to go?
Oh, no, definitely not. And hopefully she'll take my call without, like, maybe having, like, the TV station call.
Well, this is awesome. Second date success, Woody.
We finally got another one. It's been a while.
This is awesome. Thank you, guys. I mean, I do. Thank you.
So will you guys give us a call back in a few weeks and let us know how the second date went?
Absolutely. Oh, definitely.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30 second date update.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.